TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco. I am on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. I'm also on the Facebook and the Instagram at that very same address. Now, I wanted to talk to you today about some very exciting, but a very exciting topic that I teased earlier. We'll get there momentarily, but first, wanted to remind you that the website is thechairshot.com, and Driving with DeMarco is presented as part of the ChairShot Radio Network in conjunction with thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. You can use your head, head on over to the ChairShot. You can read all the hardest hitting reviews, opinions, analysis, all done with attitude, like my very own raw ratings analysis, which I put up today, which is chock full of information. I've been charting and following the ratings for several months now, since I took over when Eric, no longer with ChairShot.com, and he did a bang up job. And for some crazy reason, he's listening. We miss you, Eric. But going through the ratings and really digging into what they mean and what I see and what's happening has been a lot of fun. It really is my wheelhouse and something that I should be spending time covering for you, the listener of the Chair Shot and the Chair Shot itself. It's just one example of the many great things. We were packed full of content today, and we are going to be packed full of content yet again tomorrow. So head on over to thechairshot.com and check all of that out. You can also listen to our podcast. We had Raw Reaction last night. We've got Pod is War coming up later this week. Outsider's Edge, Greg DeMarco Show is tonight, along with the hashtag Miranda Show, all being recorded. So much stuff that we're putting together for you, our faithful listener. And while you're doing all that, jump on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Support the movement. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt so we can get together and have a lot of fun that way. And this month, Pro Wrestling Tees just started a promo code for the week. Promo code SPRING will save you 20% on your order. What better time than now to pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt? That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, or go to thechairshot.com, click store on the menu, and you can get there that way. Either way it works, but it's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. It's our t-shirt store. It is the best way to support the Chair Shot financially, and we would love to have your support over at that site. Now, I want to talk to you about a very exciting topic today. Raw was last night. The ratings are in. The ratings went up. Hour number three did better. We'll talk about all that. It's on the Chair Shot. You can read it. But I want to dig into something that took place during hour number three, something that was quite polarizing from one perspective, but somewhat unifying from another. And that is the 24/7 rule that was brought back and put into effect for the all-new 24/7 championship in WWE. The belt was introduced by Mick Foley. He came out there. He talked about his history. He also talked a little bit about the third hour of Raw and how it was going to be a dirty third hour of Raw. It's gritty. New lighting involved with the third hour of Raw. New graphics involved with the third hour of Raw. But more than that, the product was different. I talked about this morning. I also talked about it at thechairshot.com in my ratings article. I don't mean to keep touting that, but it's damn good shit. You should read it. However, he also introduced a beautiful green and gold belt. And I say that in jest because that thing's kind of ugly. By kind of ugly, I mean that thing is very ugly. But an ugly green belt that will serve as the 24/7 championship. Available to anybody to challenge. All you need is a place, a time, and a referee. Any place, any time, anywhere. 24/7, all you need is a ref. You can challenge for that belt. And the first ever WWE 24/7 champion was none other than Titus O'Neil. My good friend Titus O'Neil, for some reason, is blocking me on Twitter. And I don't know why, because I've only ever said good things about Titus O'Neil. Second thing that we found out, second champion, was one Robert Roode. Robert Roode. He came out, made the attack as everybody was headed to the back, got the pinfall, held that title on through the end of the episode when he was assisted by R-Truth, who had him hide in the trunk of a car. R-Truth ran interference, got everybody to go in a different direction, had a ref hiding. As soon as Roode got out, R-Truth slammed him into the car, pinned him, and drove off with what he calls the European Championship, but is actually the WWE 24/7 Championship. Now, this championship is able to be challenged for by anybody. Any member of the Raw roster, any member of the SmackDown roster, any member of the 205 Live roster, any member of the NXT roster, any member of the NXT UK roster, according to Mick Foley, who listed all of those entities in his promo. To me, that's exciting. To me, this is fun. This is a fun belt. And here's the it's funny because wrestling fans, God, we are so fucking bad sometimes. We are so negative. Like, people are immediately shitting on this because it makes the undercard look like the undercard. Think about that statement for a moment. It makes the undercard look like the undercard. Well, no fucking shit, dude. It is the undercard. That's who they are. That's where they are. This, the Hardcore Championship, which everybody wanted this to be, was a product mostly of the undercard. Rob Van Dam, Mick Foley, of course, being the first Hardcore Champion, that was high profile. And when Rob Van Dam and Jeff Hardy competed for this belt, I believe, in a ladder match at Invasion, that was, the highest profile moment for the Hardcore Championship. Other than that, it was pretty much shit. But it was fun shit. Shit that people enjoyed. We're not going to do the Hardcore Championship in 2019 in the PG era, even in hour number 3 of Raw, which might be going PG-13, might be teasing that direction, who knows. They're just not going to do that. And so naming it the Hardcore Championship would just force the comparison. Even though the comparison is going to happen, naming it the Hardcore Championship would make that even worse. Instead, we have the 24/7 Championship. The belt is ultra ugly, but I think that's part of the charm. I think that's part of the design. I feel like it should be ugly. Fucking Waffle House tweeted about how one of their clocks was, or one of their signs saying they were open 24/7 was missing, and using a picture of that belt. So there's Twitter accounts all over the place. I think WWE 24/7 belt followed me today. So check that out. It's at WWE 24/7 belt, I believe, is the account. I'm not going to check it while I'm recording this because I'm recording this on my phone. But I'm excited about it because it was fun. The segments they ran were fun. Having this element that you can throw in there that is comedy, that is undercard, that is extra, is an important part of the show. And complaining that it makes these guys feel like they're undercard, dude, that's, like I said, that's what they are. Most of these guys, if not for this championship, they'd be doing nothing. When was the last time Titus O'Neil wrestled? I mean, seriously. Outside of a battle royal, when was the last time we saw Titus? I don't even remember if he was in the Royal Rumble. I'll have to ask Miranda when we do the show tonight and see, because we were both there together. She may not remember either. The biggest thing we remember Titus for recently is Titus World Slide, when he was in the greatest Royal Rumble, tripped and slid under the ring. So I'm pretty sure he was in the Royal Rumble because I think he mimicked that moment, that spot. And I'm sure he was in, you know, if I think about it, I almost guarantee you he was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania. And he was the first ever WWE 24/7 champion. And I love it because Titus is such a good dude. Robert Roode held that belt. Robert Roode has been a former tag team champion, United States champion, NXT champion. So his position is a little bit different. But man, they got that thing on R-Truth, and that was absolutely perfect. And you don't have to be part of the wild card to challenge for this, as far as we know. So that's exciting as well. I know Mick Foley's promo wasn't the best, and I've had people get mad at me for saying that on Twitter, but Foley himself said it wasn't his best work. I also know that people are a little bit, you know, unsure because Foley made it seem like it's an hour 3 exclusive on Raw. It's definitely not that. It is definitely part of the championships that can be contended for in general. Obviously, it can't just be for hour 3 of Raw if it's open to Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NXT UK, 205 Live and such. So, people are already asking, when is a woman going to win the belt? Look, it's only been a day. It's only been an hour, okay? If you think about the current era of WWE, the era that we live in, this championship is perfect for the company. The company loves YouTube. The company loves social media. Now, we can have the thread of this championship flowing through all of those entities. It doesn't have to change hands on TV. It can change hands on social media. It can change hands at house shows and get posted on YouTube and social media. I think this belt, excuse me, could be fantastic for WWE's business. And I'm really excited to see what they do with it and how it goes. I think it could be a lot of fun. I think the wrestlers can take some creative license because it's an undercard thing. And I think it could be super fun. And that's what we need to look at it as. We need to look at this 24/7 championship as just something that's fun. Something that's fun and adds an added element to the variety show that is WWE. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a great element. And I think it's what we needed. I think this is better than the wild card rule. And the wild card rule might not be as bad as we make it out to be. That's going to be a topic I need to cross here in the next week or so, now that we're a few weeks into the wild card rule. But I think this is better than the wild card rule because it makes sense. It has a reason for bouncing around other than ratings. The reason is that, you know, you want to win this championship. You want to be this champion. So I'm all for the WWE 24/7 championship. And think of all the cool things you can do. Like there's just so many. You think about the hardcore championship. There were so many fun moments where people held these things. And the Godfather's Ho was once a hardcore championship. I think referees have held the hardcore title. Like, there's just so many things you can do with the 24/7 championship. They're going to be good for a laugh. It could be a great, you know, moment at WrestleMania where you have some fun, take a breather from what's going on. Like, this is really, I'm, you know, if anything, they should be kicking themselves if they didn't think about it sooner, because this really is ideal for the type of product that WWE puts out. So kudos to you, WWE, for trying something. I want to say something new, because yeah, they've done it before, but injecting this new life into the product here in 2019. Big idea for today. Let the 24/7 championship happen. Give it a couple weeks. Give it a couple episodes. Give it the month of May, which is over this weekend. So no, give it till the end of June, and let's see where it is. Let's see how much fun it has given us as a viewer and as a fan, because I think there's a tremendous amount of value to it. Look at how much fun we had. Titus held a belt on Raw and celebrated, and the people went nuts. Robert Roode stole it from him on Raw. R-Truth won it in the back, won it in the loading area, and then drove off as the 24/7 championship, calling it the hardcore title. There's so much potential with this ugly-ass belt. And second part of the big idea, it's okay that the belt is ugly as shit. The hardcore championship was hideous. All right, and I know, and what people immediately will come back with, but that was the hardcore championship. That's part of it. It's the same goddamn thing for the 24/7 championship. It should be hideous. It definitely shouldn't be beautiful because it's an undercard, lower-level championship. I think it's perfect for what they're trying to do. Foley made it look cheap by the way he held it out there, but that's, you know, Foley is Foley, man. He's older. He's been through a lot. It is what it is. This belt is fun. Big idea. This is pure fun. Let's let it be pure fun. Let's enjoy the moment while we have it and see what this adds to the product. That will do it for this edition of Driving with DeMarco. Got you a little bit better on time today, which is good. I hope you had a great day at work today. Work, you know, can sometimes suck, and work is can sometimes be crazy. We do the things we have to do so we can do the things that we want to do, like I talked about yesterday with the things I got to do over the weekend. But I hope you had a great day at work. Follow me on the Twitter. I keep getting more and more questions from people about the business, about what I think about things. I'm humbled by this, and I'm not a very humble person, as a lot of you know. I named a podcast after myself, so, you know, think about that. I now have two podcasts that are technically named after myself, so obviously humility, not a strong suit, but I am humbled by the number of people who genuinely want my opinion and want to converse with me and want to have a discussion with me about wrestling in a positive way. It's okay if we disagree, as long as people aren't going hard on one side or the other, which I have seen recently, and it has taken away from some of that enjoyment. But I ain't going to let it keep me down. Hell no. So I am at Chair Shot Greg.
In half a mile, turn right on South Avondale Boulevard.
You got it, lady. You can even email me, gregdemarco@thechairshot.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, same message. The website is thechairshot.com. Always use your head. At thechairshot.com on social media. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your merch. Get yourself hooked up with a Chair Shot t-shirt. We love you for listening. We appreciate you. And we will talk to you tomorrow afternoon on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.